Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Rise and shine, people. It's a Friday here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM, and a football Friday at that. If you want football picks, we got them hot and ready, just like a little Caesar's pizza. We've got plenty of picks throughout the show. We'll talk about last night's Thursday night football matchup between the Patriots and the Jets. Should Drake May be the front runner for MVP after last night's performance? We get into that. And, of course, the full slate of the NFL, the best games in college, because we do have a great slate in the college ranks this weekend as well. Den, good morning. It's a football Friday, so I feel like at least that should make things a little easier at work today.
It definitely will. We got a lot of good games this weekend, too, Chelsea. If you look at the college slate, if you look at the NFL slate, this is not like last week. Last week, it was, hey, we have football games. This week, we got games. And that makes it a lot easier.
I know. I feel like I have to clear my schedule for Saturday because normally I'll pick like one, maybe two college games to watch just because like I can't sit on the couch all weekend long because I watch almost all of the NFL games. But this week's going to be tough. I'm going to have to do some planning, some halftime runs to the playground because that's the thing. I have a five-year-old who, you know, doesn't feel great about sitting at home all day. So I've got a mom extra hard this weekend, and I also think I will be putting up my Christmas tree soon. I've looked. We're about 6 weeks away from Christmas, and I think at this point, the investment that I've made in our Christmas decorations, I probably need to put them up soon to get our full enjoyment.
When is the proper time to put up Christmas decorations?
See, I don't know. I think it used to be like the day after Thanksgiving. Or I think with our family, it used to be after Thanksgiving, we would all help decorate for Christmas. So like your whole family's over, it's more hands, you do it faster. And it's kind of fun to, you know, decorate the tree. But now, especially when it gets dark at 4:45, I don't know if this is the case for you guys in DC, because you guys are further on the East Coast. Like we're very close to the East Coast line. Like the East Coast line is Knoxville, which is like 2.5 hours away from us. So it gets dark so early here. So I've been going to places like the restaurant we went to last night had their Christmas decorations already up. And it just felt cozier and nicer. And I didn't hate it that it was already dark outside. So I think that goes into it as well.
My wife tried to. So she asked me, she's like, can I put up Christmas decorations on November 1st? And I was like, sure, whatever. November That's 1st. Not really going to bother. Yeah, she's like right after it. Halloween, you're done. Christmas, you're in, tagging, right? It's like that. What's that insurance company that's doing the backup quarterback situation? Like when you can't order food, hey, Trubisky, get in. It's like Halloween, thank you for the two snaps, 2 weeks that we had you, get out. Christmas, you get a month and a half. So she wanted to do it immediately. And I said yes, but then she was like, I don't know if I want to, you know, go through all of the hassle right now of going to the storage unit, getting all the Christmas decorations, and then spending the hours to then put them all up. So I think we're going to do it either next weekend or the week after.
I think you should do it sooner rather than later, because once they're up, it does feel better. Because, like I said, I went to a restaurant last night, got to watch a little bit of that Alabama game before football got started, and I'm a little sad that they didn't have the volume on, because I still don't know how to pronounce LeBaron Phylon for Alabama. Is it LeBaron, like the car? I'm dying to know.
Ed, that feels correct. I am a YouTube TV subscriber, so I have no idea. Because they still haven't figured that out yet.
All we want for Christmas is YouTube TV and ESPN to work things out. Come on, Santa. You think you can get it done? I don't know. All right, so let's get into our bets from last night. So, tough night for the crew. Had Travion Henderson in Thursday Night Football over 78.5 rush yards for the Patriots. That was an alley. Finished with 62, despite scoring 3 touchdowns in this game. So, he did go off. Just not in the specific way that I had this bet. Den, how'd your bets do?
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. I'm no longer mentally 3-0 on the show because I went 0-2 last night. I was on Alabama. They lost to Purdue. I had them laying 3.5. They didn't cover them, nothing. They just lost. And then I had that Drake May parlay, 250-plus yards, 1.5 touchdowns through the air. He had 281 yards, and he had 1 touchdown. Flawless
but
defeat.
I feel like flawless defeat. Well, I mean, it's 2 losses. It's not like you went like 0-7. But I do think those touchdown bets are harder than people think. Like, the more I've bet them on them, it's the more you say, oh, you'd think he'd pass for 2 touchdowns. But again, like, if somebody gets tackled close to the goal line, you're just going to run it in, especially the way that Travion Henderson has been rushing. So I know hindsight is 20/20, and that doesn't make you feel better. But we'll see if we can be better. Because here's the thing. On Friday, a lot of us have huge cards, and you can make up for all of it. So it's time to start chasing at the end of the show.
There is going to be a very hefty card today with all of the games. I was just so bummed because Drake May played well. But Travion Henderson was going off. And Travion Henderson's on my fantasy team, Chelsea. And your boy is a very impressive 0-10 right now in fantasy. So I desperately need a win. I'm playing with my brother's friends. I'm supposed to be the sports guy in this group, and I'm 0-10. So Travion Henderson did well for me last night.
I think that's why you don't play fantasy football if you have a job like ours. It is a lose-lose situation, because even if you run the table, people say, well, yeah, it's his job. He's supposed to be good. And then if you go 0-10, it's even more embarrassing when somebody who has like a job in accounting that does no research and just put auto draft, you know, stands there and wins the league. So that's why I don't play fantasy football, Denton.
I know. I need to. It was because it was my brother and he needed a body. And I was like, all right, for the first time in 5 years, I'll come out of retirement. And he's like, yeah, there's a buy-in too. I was like, wait, hold on. You're making this really difficult. I don't want to pay $100 to get waxed. And I'm currently paying $100 to get waxed.
Oh, no. That makes it even worse that you're just losing $100 and you're paying it to somebody else who has job in accounting and put auto draft on their team. Here's your $100. Great season, guys. All right, so let's get into what we saw on Thursday Night Football in a divisional matchup between the Patriots and the Jets. It was all New England as the Patriots rolled 27-14. As for the betting line in this game, it was a push. What a job by the odds makers as this one lands exactly 13. The under does hit as the total was set at 43. Drake May, fantastic once again, 25 of 34 on the night, 281 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions. But this was the Travion Henderson game. Unfortunately, he didn't get his rushing prop, but 19 carries, 62 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, along with 5 catches for 31 yards, and this receiving touchdown.
Second and 5. Pump fake, throws, open, caught, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson.
Absolutely. What a game. We knew that we would probably see a bigger role from him after last week's huge performance in that game against the Bucs. Stephon Diggs, leading receiver for New England, 9 catches, 105 yards. Jets just couldn't really get much going. We were laughing about how low the number was for Justin Fields' passing prop. He still didn't get it. It was in the 130s. He finished with 116 passing yards. Oof. Womp, womp, which is not super surprising. If you looked at his past few game logs, he had thrown for 54 yards or fewer in three of his last four. So Justin Fields is not doing anything to disprove the narratives that he is regressing. So what was your big takeaway from this game, Den? Do you think there is a takeaway? Can we take much from the Patriots continuing to roll, even though it was over a bad Jets team?
So there's two takeaways. First and foremost, congratulations to Justin Fields for doubling his offensive output from week to week. Still fell short of that prop bet, but at least he doubled that 54 yards that he threw for last week. The takeaway is Travion Henderson and what took so long for the Patriots to realize that they have a dude in the backfield. When he was drafted, so in the lead up to the draft, I was talking to a bunch of people across the country that do this for a living, right? And I was like, how do you feel about Travion Henderson? Because it felt, you know, Ashton Jeanty was the clear number one back. Omarion Hampton was the clear number two back. And then there were a bunch of differences as to who you went like three, four, five, six, whatever. And there's a lot of people in the, you know, 2 weeks leading up to the draft that were like, I like Travion Henderson at the third back. I think he's going to be a third back off the board. And I was like, you know, I like him, but I feel like he's going to go in the third round. And they jump up, they take him in the second round, and then they just don't really use him in the first like 8 weeks of the season. You know, they have Ramondre Stevenson. It took them a bunch of injuries to realize that their best running back is a rookie. But now that he's integrated in this offense, what was already a really good team is just getting better. Because now you look at that offense, you have Stephon Diggs, who's not in his prime, but he caught nine balls for 105 yards last night. You got Pop Douglas, DeMario Douglas, who's playing really, really well. You got Hunter Henry, who's playing really, really well. And now you add another explosive player who can do it in the run game and in the pass game. I don't know how you stop this Patriot offense unless you are just destroying them in the trenches, because they are now loaded at a bunch of different positions. Drake May's MVP case is going to get a lot easier now that he's playing with Travion Henderson.
Do you think that's the argument for Drake May to win the MVP? Is that when you looked at this roster to start the season, I don't think people were really saying like this is a loaded offensive roster, right? Like Stephon Diggs is a big name, but he's older. You know, some of the big contributions, like we saw Mac Hollins have a couple of big catches. And isn't that the thing about good quarterbacks is that they elevate the talent around him? Like maybe it's not the case for Travion Henderson, but I would say it's difficult to be a running back in a passing attack that does not work, because obviously the offense is complementary. If the passing game's not working, it's very easy to stop the run. So do you get the point that I'm trying to make? Do you think it's Drake May who is elevating those players, or do you think it's just these players that nobody gave a chance?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's the players that nobody really gave a chance to, but Drake May is so good that he's making Mac Hollins so good that we're not even talking about the fact that he doesn't wear shoes in his day-to-day life. Like, that's pretty weird, right? He just walks around barefoot in a lot of different places in the country and a lot of cold places in the country, but we don't care about that because on Thursday Night Football, he's making big catches. You know, I was thinking this yesterday, and I look at Drake May, and, you know, because he was good in college, I've been, you know, familiar with him for a pretty decent amount of years. He's kind of boring, but I kind of love it. Like, he literally is just football. He doesn't really care about, like, the glamour. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. I mean, he's a funny dude at times, and he has obviously a sports family. Luke May was great on the UNC basketball team all those years ago. So he comes from a good bloodline, but he literally is boring AF. He just likes to play football. And that's the perfect kind of quarterback that you can have for a team coached by Mike Vrabel. And with these sorts of players, you got enough of the drama on the outside. We spent a lot of time on this show talking about Stephon Diggs, Cardi B, the boat. That's cool. But now Drake May is balling so much, we don't care about that. So I do think it adds to his MVP stature and his MVP conversation. I think if they beat Buffalo again, if they sweep Buffalo and they sweep Josh Allen, I think he is going to jump Matt Stafford as the MVP front runner, unless Stafford throws like 8 touchdowns this weekend.
Yeah, which probably won't happen, I wouldn't think, just because he's playing a really good defense and a really tight game, or at least that's what the odds makers think about against Seattle. But you're right. And I think the thought that keeps popping up in my head is that we've had a couple year break, but doesn't it feel like the Patriot way is back? Like the way that this team carries itself, the way that they handle their business, And the team mentality of like team first feels like the Patriot way has returned.
It's the Patriot way, but it's giving fun because it doesn't feel like it's this emperor that's ruling. It just feels like Mike Vrabel is making football fun again in New England. And you have the young quarterback and you have the young running back and you have the defense that's really good with a bunch of young players on it. So it does feel like it's back, just very with a little bit of a different twist, like it's wearing different colors that it wasn't wearing. It, you know, its hair is pushed over to the other side. Maybe got a tattoo. Word to Adam Schefter. You know, it just feels more fun.
Well, it's the younger version, right? Because Mike Vrabel is younger, Drake May is younger, so it's like the Gen Z version. So it works hard for a Gen Zer. Maybe not as hard as like the old one, you know, the Boomer generation. But it still feels like it's that team first mentality. And a lot of these players that, again, that were not deemed as like this dynamite offense coming into the season, because wasn't that how like a lot of the rosters for the Patriots were? Like, granted, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. And I don't think that it's fair to put Drake May in that category even close, you know, to the next few years. But my point is that it feels like the same team mentality is that it's very team first. All right, coming up next, we get to more football, looking at the early slate in the NFL this weekend. It's next on Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's roll. It's a Friday. We're up, we're Adam, and we're joined by a very special guest during this segment. Joining us all the way from Madrid, Spain, it is my co-host, 9-time Emmy winner, Michael Jenkins. Jenks, good morning. First of all, thank you so much for hopping on here. We know that you are busy, But I want to ask you this. So we have a big game on Saturday. Have you found somewhere in Spain to watch the Texas game?
Good morning, Chelsea. Yeah, thank you for that very kind intro. I miss you guys. Well, you know what? I have it, and I'm freaking out because normally I could stream it on my phone, but because of the whole YouTube ESPN thing that we keep talking about, I haven't been able to do that. So I'm trying to figure out myself. That game, Texas and Georgia, play at 1:30 in the morning here. And so I am trying to – I know, it's what the time I'm still – we are 6 hours ahead, and I still can't get used to it. And so I was like, it doesn't really hit you until you're here and you start looking at things that you're used to in your old schedule. And so I thought, when does Texas play? I should be able to watch this game. I was 1:30 in the morning, so I'm looking around for sports bars. The problem is – like right now, we're about to shoot a show here at an Irish bar in Madrid, which is a whole other story. But I don't know if there's going to be a place that opens, you know, or is going to be open in time for me to watch it. So I'm still trying to workshop that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Do the hotel TVs have ESPN, Jenks? Do they carry that in Spain?
I have not seen it. Now, I haven't done the full deep dive, but from turning it on and looking at what I've seen, of course, it's just, as you might imagine, soccer, 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 football, football, football. That's all it is. So I'm going to keep doing a deep dive. I'm hoping I can find it, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm a little worried that I might have to be box score checking, which I don't want to do for that game. But as of now, still no dice.
Well, the reason that you're in Madrid is to cover the Commanders. You also do that as well as our show. So I wanted to ask you, since you have boots on the ground for the Commanders, what are some of the ways that the Commanders are preparing for this overseas game that maybe is a little different than preparing for, you know, a normal home game?
I think the main thing we're seeing is in the little time that we've spent around a team is it really is the time thing. And it's one of those things, you know, we always talk about in theory versus in practice. But I'll tell you that once you actually get here, and in fact, when we landed, as we were walking through the airport here in Madrid, we actually saw the Dolphins arrive. So this is a couple days ago, and the Dolphins buses were coming in. They have police escorts. So we're walking across the bridge. We're like, oh, there are the Dolphins right there. And the Commanders got in probably 2 or 3 hours after that. But it doesn't really hit you about how much this does to your body and your prep until you're here. Like, yeah, I was doing great for a couple days, and then yesterday I just absolutely crashed. And I hadn't been doing – I mean, I'd been working, but nothing out of the ordinary. It's just my body was finally like, you've got to get – right. And so I think that's now that I'm here and now that I'm sort of experiencing it myself, it's so much more of a factor than you realize. And that really is the main thing. How do you stay on schedule and how do you adjust in time to get back into as much of a routine as you can be in as far as what you do each week to get ready for an NFL game? I actually think it's going to help the Commanders because they probably need to get away and they probably need a fresh place and a fresh start, at least for this week. But that's the main thing, is how do you adjust and get on schedule to get ready?
Jenks, we know this is the first NFL game that's going to be in Spain. How big of a spectacle is both the country and the league making this weekend?
It's huge. Now we're starting to see it. Early in the week, we would see, you know, a couple of Dolphins fans, ton of Commanders fans, by the way. I've seen 2 Dolphins fans, but Commanders fans are everywhere. In fact, we drove up to this bar right here. You can kind of hear people behind me. I mean, there's a line. There are still people trying to get in. And so here we are now on a Friday, a couple days before people are coming in. But they've got the stadium, you know, they have different signs out. The NFL had a camp yesterday where some of the former Commanders players, you know, Santana was out there, London Fletcher was out there, Sean Springs is here, so Sean was out there. And so they held a camp for a bunch of the younger players. And also it switched up our schedule because the NFL on the fly is saying, oh, we're going to do this, because they're all about, as we've seen, you can see here they're trying to promote the game internationally. So you can see it with the signage. You can see with some of the get-togethers that they're having. It is funny that we're at an Irish bar. Like, even then, they kind of have to still kind of Americanize it a little bit. Like, all right, where will these Americans feel comfortable? How about a place where they can go in and have a bunch of beer and, you know, watch whatever's on TV? So, but you can definitely see the international pushes here with their events and the signage and everything that we're seeing.
Okay, so matchup-wise, this game should maybe be a little bit more palatable than, say, playing the Lions. Right. But it's still, you know, going to be a tough matchup just because it feels like everybody is a tough matchup for the Commanders these days. Do the Commanders have a shot of winning this game?
I think they do. the Dolphins are favored, which is wild. Like, who would have thought this, you know, God, just 2 or 3 weeks ago. But here we are. I think they do, but I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Dan Quinn calling plays now. And he kind of had to do this, right? First, they tried everything, which is nothing is working defensively. The Lions were toying with the Commanders last week, and that was a frustrating thing. Rarely in the National Football League do you see an NFL team toying with another team. This is something you see at the college level, where they were just – Dan Campbell was calling his own plays, and he took over the play-calling duties and was just kind of – you saw him laughing on the sidelines. So the defense is a mess, and first it was, okay, we're going to bring Joe Witt down to the sideline. We're going to bring him down from the box. That's going to make a difference. It did not make a difference. Now – this is DQ's defense, and Dan Quinn is a defensive guy, but will it make a difference? That's the real big question this week, and they're going to be without Daron Payne. He's been suspended for this game, so that's not good because they were already injured on the defensive line. But if Dan Quinn, if a different voice can make a difference and they can pressure Tua from a matchup perspective, and, you know, some quarterbacks you can pressure and they're okay. Some quarterbacks do a nice job handling pressure. Some quarterbacks do a nice job when they're being flushed out of the pocket. They're good on the run. Like Patrick Mahomes is a master at that, right? You flush him out, it doesn't matter. With Tua, as we've seen, if you can get to him, he doesn't handle pressure well at all. Even the Colts said that after, what, game one or game two of the season. Yeah, get him off his first read. You can turn this guy over. That's what the Commanders have to do. And can Dan Quinn do something with this defense to generate any sort of pressure on Tua to turn him over? Because the last time we saw this team, it was Sam Darnold picking this defense apart. It was Jared Goff picking this defense apart. So that's the one thing that they have to do differently is come up with some sort of semblance of a defensive plan.
Do you feel like that they're going to be blitzing or some semblance of that on what feels like every single play, Jenks, to make sure that there is a class of Spaniards who are watching football for the first time and don't leave thinking that Tua Tagovailoa is the greatest quarterback to ever play?
You know, I think you're right. I think they have to. I think they have to. They don't have the you can't have them play man, not against these guys. As we've seen, against any sort of team that has decent weapons on offense, you play man, they just get burned each and every single time. And now Lattimore's out, and he wasn't great anyway. I mean, that's been a disappointment. He's probably not going to be here next season, as you know. But I think you have to take that risk, because if you don't, then they're probably going to get carved up. So, yeah, you may give up some big plays. That's okay. But like I was saying, you can't let any quarterback just sit back there. But Tua is the one guy you can get to, right? Tua is the one guy you can turn over. Tua is the one guy you can make really uncomfortable. And so I'm okay with taking that risk and giving up some chunk plays if they can get to him. But I think they're going to have to be hyper-aggressive. I think you're absolutely right.
Do you think we see a lot of points in this game? Like, the total is 47.5, and we know the trend for the Commanders has been to the over. Three of their last four hitting the over. But Miami quietly has been playing in a bunch of low-scoring games. And I don't know if it's the opposing defenses, because some of the defenses have been, you know, a notch above what we've seen from the Commanders. But it's also an overseas game. And you know how I feel about overseas games and chaos. So do you think this total is about right? Do you feel good about it?
I think it's about where it should be. Lean to the over, lean to the over, because at the end of the day, I would lean to the over because I need to see the Commander stop someone. Like anybody. I think, what has it been? Four straight games of at least, 25 points, something around there. They haven't been able to stop anybody. But I will say the one way that you can move the ball on the Dolphins is to run the football. This is a top 10 passing defense, but against the run, you can have a lot of success. And the thing for the Commanders is the number one key is they've got to get off to a good start. Because what's going to happen? If they get off to a slow start and they're playing from behind, then they're going to have to pass the ball, and they're passing into the teeth of what is, again, a top 10 passing defense. So if they can at least kind of hold court early and move the ball on the ground and not fall behind and not have to chase the Dolphins, then all of a sudden you could see this game slow down and I could see an under. So I would lean to the over based on what we've seen, but the case for the under is, okay, the Commanders finally come out, they finally stop Tua a little bit, and then they take up some time on the ground with their rushing attack, because you can run against Miami.
I'm going to say, do you think that it's going to be a point of that Cliff really wants to, hey, we're going to run the ball a whole lot more than we're going to pass it, because it's felt like the opposite recently?
I think that's the way to go. I think they have to establish some sort of ground game. And Mark, that's kind of the interesting thing, is that lost in how poor, to say the least, the defense has been for Washington, the offense actually hasn't played that poorly. It's just that they've been playing from behind, or it doesn't matter because, you know, opposing offenses are going up and down the field. But Marcus Mariota has done a nice job. They can establish the run. I think they can. And also, if you look at their past few games as opposed to, you know, what they did to the first four or five games of the season, their yards per attempt have definitely dropped. Like, it's almost been cut in half. I think they can do that. That is the plan here, and I think we're going to try and see them sort of come out and slow the game down. Like, if you're one, do you really want to come out and immediately just start throwing the ball around? That's the last thing you want against this Dolphins offense, where maybe you go three and out, and then boom, they've got the ball with those weapons. I think if you're Washington, you want to settle in, try and run the ball, slow things down, kind of get your bearings, and get some sort of foundation in place where it's not, you don't start off, and all of a sudden, it's 14-0 Dolphins, and you're like, oh, God, here we go again. The key for Washington is, I think, to start slow and purposefully so.
All right, couple minutes left, Jenks. Got to ask you about the Texas game. So we've already asked you where you're going to watch it, but what's the confidence level in Texas against Georgia this weekend?
God, that's such a good question. I don't know. I wonder, here's the thing. Georgia has had Texas's number. Yeah, and that's the one thing that worries me is that Texas is quietly playing much better football, and Arch himself, if you look at his past six quarters, has been really good. If they come out, if Texas comes out and protects Arch like they did in their previous game, look, Arch can throw, and if you can protect him, he can sling it around. The problem is, I don't think people realize, is that before last time out, before they won against Vandy, Arch was one of the top five most pressured quarterbacks in college football. So when you see him maybe being a little bit turnover prone, it's like he's always under pressure. Texas can't run. If they can protect him, Texas can keep it close, and I definitely think they can keep within the number.
Jenks, final one for me here. We got a couple minutes. How's the food scene been out there? Have you gotten to have any paella? Like, what are you putting down out there?
Yes, I had some paella. You know what's so weird? I had one of the best meals I've ever had, and then I had one of the worst meals I've ever had. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. I had a burger. It was like a Spanish burger, and you know, it was their twist. Oh, it was awful, like cold, terrible. But before that, we did have some paella, which was, as you might expect, absolutely incredible. And then I had, what was it? Yesterday at lunch, we had some oysters, which were Spanish style. I didn't know they were Spanish style oysters, but there were. We had some their take on potato salad, which was crazy. And then I had, what was it? It was some sort of, it was like they're big on their meats out there. Their Spanish meats. It was almost like a shish kebab or something, you know, like a skewer in America, but this was all Spanish meat, and they're big on their ham too. So I had a lot of meats yesterday. They were amazing.
Ooh, the meats sounds amazing. And Jenks, I promise I'll send you some Texas Roadhouse to get you back to America
once you
get back in the States. You know good food when you see it. Thanks so much for jumping on. We know that you are overseas, sightseeing, doing all the stuff for the Commanders. Everybody check out Jenks Stuff with the Get Loud podcast. Just search it wherever you find your podcast, and he'll be back with us soon. Jenks, thanks so much for joining us. That's my co-host.
That's my co-host. You guys have a great show.
All right. And with that, he's off. Now I'm jealous. Now I want to go to Europe.
I'd kill for some paella. Oh, I'd kill for some. I've never had like truly authentic crunch on the bottom paella. I would do some very mean and nasty things to get some legitimate Spanish paella.
I've had it once in the Dominican Republic at a really fancy restaurant, and it was pretty good. But I haven't had it in Spain. Like, that's the thing. I think if you go somewhere, you need to try like the local cuisine, like something that that country or that region is famous for. So like, maybe that's why you shouldn't get, did he say potato salad? Yuck.
He did say potato salad. I don't know that the, I don't know that the Spanish.
Did we lose Denton? You might need to plug back in. I don't know what you said, but it was about potato salad, and I'm still grossed out. I don't even like American potato salad. Dan, try to talk for a second.
Check. Working. I'm back.
There he is. He's back. A brief hiatus, but he's back now, just in time for us to go to break. All right, coming up next, we'll talk more NFL games, the full early slate, including our favorite ones to bet on. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. In a few minutes, we will get to the early slate games in the NFL, because we do have a good slate this weekend, and we'll give you our favorite bets for that. Denton Day in for Jinx. And before we get to our games, so this story is interesting to me. So apparently Adam Schefter is trying to do this bit where it looks like he has full sleeves of tattoos on his arms. So I guess the other day on Get Up, he wore a black t-shirt and he had tattoos, or at least what appeared to be tattoos, covering his entire body. So we've never seen this before. And didn't you put this in? So I'm searching for context here, because I think anybody with like any type of logical reasoning says, hey, those are new. And here's the thing, like, to get a full sleeve just on one side, it takes a good while. I feel like Adam Schefter would not have the time to sit and get tattoos all over his body. And plus, like, we've seen him with his shirt off before. Remember when he was doing that stuff with, I think it was like Kirk Cousins? He kept taking his shirt off. We're like, all right, Adam, we don't need to see that.
Like, so, like, do what's a few the more context push-ups, buddy.
Here? Yeah,
I don't
like,
know
what.
It feels the a little Dan Lebatard-ish. I don't know if you're familiar with Dan Lebatard, but they will oftentimes just be in costume for no reason other than the fact that they want to have an important conversation that goes semi-viral with them dressed up. So it might be something like that, to where Adam Schefter lost some sort of bet or some sort of bit because people are just not accustomed to seeing Adam Schefter with sleeves with short sleeves because he's always in suits. And there's going to be people that are not chronically online like us that remember when he was constantly taking his shirt off for whatever reason. And they're going to be like, oh, I guess Adam Schefter just has two full colored sleeves. I think the color is a big emphasis in there, Chelsea, because it takes a long time to put good color in a tattoo. Like, you really got to get that in there. So, you know, he doesn't have the time for that. He does not. I have a half sleeve on this arm here. You can't see it because I have a sweatshirt on, but I got a half sleeve there. That half sleeve took 11 hours. If you're doing the full situation, it's going to take, I mean, legitimately days under the needle to get that thing the way that it was looking. So he did, though, what is a funny bit, which is a tattoo shirt. And you can get these at like Party City. I did something similar once when I was younger. My grandmother lives in the Delaware area near the beaches, Ocean City, Maryland, Rehoboth, Delaware, Dewey, all them, right? And there's a place on the boardwalk where you can play games for tickets. And when I was probably 13 or 14, I had some extra tickets. I got a tattoo sleeve. And it was like Adam Schefter's. There was like purple on it. There's blue. There's red. There's stuff that is I would never, never get. And also, I was 13. But I was like, I'm going to be funny. I'm going to wear this tattoo sleeve out to IHOP with my mother and my grandmother. And there's going to, I'm going to like position it right to where it's just underneath the t-shirt sleeve. So it looks, if you don't know me, it looks real. And the amount of stares that I got from fellow customers at IHOP thinking, why does this, it's not that I looked 13, but I sure as hell didn't look like I was 18 when I was a teenager, right? And they're like, why does this guy have a full color sleeve? In reality, it was literally a 200 ticket little thing. So I love the bit from Adam Schefter. It worked. It got us talking about it. I had people talking about me at IHOP. Adam Schefter, Denton Day, one and the same.
Yeah, except for you were 13 and that was an IHOP. You weren't Adam Schefter, noted NFL expert on Get Up, a national program.
I'm trying to live my dreams out.
But like, not, you weren't you were 13. So I feel like it's funnier in that regard just because you were so young. I feel like some of these bits, when they don't feel like authentic, it feels cheesy to me. Like the same thing with Adam Schefter when he was taking his shirt off and he was doing the Kirk Cousins thing. So it's like, all right. It just, I don't know. It feels forced to me. Do you get what I'm saying? Where it feels like corny humor?
I would guess that the bit stems from the fact, two things. One, you got Taylor Lewan on the set. And he's covered. Mm-hmm. He's as we say in the tattoo world, he's blasted, right? He got ink everywhere. And the fact that Adam Schefter, respectfully, is a dork. And you would not think that a dork would have full sleeves. And I think that's the bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it, too. It reminded me of, I think the better execution of it was, remember that old ESPN commercial where it was, I think it was John Clayton? And he's like in his basement and he's doing his ESPN hit. And then like after the hit is over, he like pulls his ponytail around. He's like, "Mad the meatloaf." And he starts like blasting like Slayer or whatever. That was how you execute like that joke.
That's such an iconic commercial too. Mm-hmm. He screamed about meatloaf and then he grabs Chinese takeout and he starts pounding some lo mein.
John Clayton was the best. Like, that is the golden age of, like, ESPN. When they had all these personalities that were just, I don't know, so likable. Not that Adam Schefter is not. I'm just, you know, yearning for the days of ESPN where, I don't know, I could actually watch it. So at least I can watch the NFL slate over the weekend. So we do have some good games that are at least matched up here. I think from a viewing perspective, Bucks Bills, that should be a good one. I'm honestly surprised that the Bills are laying 5.5 points in this game. Maybe the Chargers and the Jaguars. We've got the Chargers laying 3. I just peeked at their injury report, though. Does not look good for the receivers, but I don't trust the Jags. So, Den, where do you think we should start here? What do you think is going to be the most entertaining game of the early slate?
So I think it's going to be the Bengals and Steelers. Because the Bengals' defense is awful, but they're going to be playing with, I feel like, a little bit more momentum based off of the fact that Joe Burrow is going to be coming back soon, and that could lift them a little bit. And we've seen Flacco. He's played, you know, he's played well for guys in his 40s. You know, he's not quite as elite as he once was, but he's still playing at a pretty high level. So I think that one could be a shootout. You know, we'll see what Aaron Rodgers, who has not been bad, but has not been awesome either. Again, he's in his 40s. So it's basically old man league football with a defense that's really good and a defense that's really bad. So I think that could end up being a really fun game with the ball just being thrown all over the yard. And I don't know how they're going to defend Ja'Marr Chase. Pittsburgh is. So I think that game is going to be really, really fun and exciting.
Yeah, I think you could make a strong case for the over in that one. And plus, we've already seen this matchup before, and it was the Bengals that won in primetime 33-31. It was, you know, a fantasy slash props bettor's dream. You know, you had all of these yards. Joe Flacco threw for 342 yards, three touchdowns. Chase Brown carried for over 100 yards. Ja'Marr Chase had 161 yards receiving. So when you ask the question of how do you defend Ja'Marr Chase, you don't. He's probably going to torture you. So let me ask you, I think I'm going to be on the points and the Bengals getting 5.5 in this divisional matchup just because I'm not sure if we can trust the Steelers defense. But would you be on the Bengals getting the points here?
I would. I would like to see if I could find it not totally juiced up at 6 to see if I could, you know, take something like that. Because the Pittsburgh, their defense is really good. They're going to get after you. I just don't know that I fully trust the offense right now. You know, Aaron Rodgers, again, he's playing well for a guy that's in his 40s, but he's not playing just in general excellent football. And the offense isn't playing excellent football. They beat the Colts 2 weeks ago. This is my favorite stat of the entire NFL season so far, Chelsea. They won the turnover battle 5-0 and only won by 7. You know, if you're winning the turnover battle 5-0 and you have a competent offense, you're resting your starters in the fourth quarter. So I do think there is a little bit of weakness on that offense. So I'd absolutely be open to taking Cincinnati. I just would like to maybe shop around and see if I can find it at 6.
I just feel like the Steelers don't feel like a consistent team, where it's like 1 week the offense looks decent, because I will say in that game against the Bengals, the blame was not on Aaron Rodgers. Like, he had a great game. You know, I know he had those two interceptions, but one was basically like a, you know, a throwing punt. And sometimes he was just taking his shots, but like otherwise it was a good game from the offense. They still scored 31 points. But the problem is, like, this defense is one of the highest paid units in the entire NFL, has had their miscues as well, allowing at least 25 points in three of their last four games. So I don't know if I can trust the defense either. Right now, the Steelers do not feel like a team that I want to lay 5.5 points with, because that's the end-all be-all for me, is that do I trust this team enough to lay 5.5 points? And the answer is no. So I'll be on the Bengals in that one. All right, up next, we've talked about the Commanders and Dolphins quite a bit, but I haven't heard your take on it, because I know you're a Commanders guy, Denton. Who do you think wins this game? Do you like a total in this one? What's the play here?
I would take the over. I would take the Dolphins team total over. Mm-hmm. I've already bet the Dolphins on the spread. The Commanders do not have guys on defense. They are literally the bad news bears. And all of the guys that they did have gotten hurt. Dan Quinn taking over play calling now does nothing. That's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound at this point. You can't get pressure. You can't cover anybody. Your linebackers aren't great running. You're not a great tackling football team. They do literally everything that a competent defense should do, and they do it poorly. So I would take the Dolphins in every single way.
Ah, Band-Aid on a bullet wound. New band name, I called it. So for me, I think this would be an over game, because I do trust the Dolphins offense, especially if your defense is struggling. It's not a great matchup when you have all these weapons that have so much speed when you look at this Dolphins offense. So if Tua can get comfortable at all, I think the Dolphins should be able to establish some type of offense here, especially the way that Devon Achane has been playing. And then Marcus Mariota has been just fine. So I think the Commanders can contribute to this total as well. Plus, at 47.5, I think it's really gettable. I know it's overseas. Sometimes chaos ensues, but still, I would lean to the over there. All right, time for one more. We haven't touched on Bucks and Bills. Mm-hmm. I feel like this looks like it should be the Bucks plus 5.5, but I don't know. This could be a get-right game for the Bills. Like, it feels like they've been lurking under the surface. Maybe this is that game.
I think this is a get-right game for Buffalo. I know he and Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield have a relationship, but it's not just that. It's they got trounced by a Miami team that they shouldn't have, and Tampa just happens to be the next victim on the schedule, and they're going to get the beatdown that Miami should have gotten. So I think we'll see the best game of the season from Josh Allen. That one's going to be in Buffalo, too, so I think the Bills Mafia is going to be loud. I don't know what the temperature is, but it might be cold up there, too. So I think all that favors Buffalo.
Yeah, I think it is supposed to be cold up and down the East Coast. All right, coming up next, we'll continue examining the NFL games. This time, the late slate. Got to talk about the Seahawks and Rams. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.